Are you an exclusive cover collector? Like things with limited prints? Or simply a fan of amazing artwork? Well, those hilarious guys at Transmissions Podcast have commissioned an exclusive cover of IDW Publishing's Till All Are One, Number One. The comic is available online from their sponsor, PrimeToys.net, as well as they have a table at both TFCon Toronto and TFCon Chicago, where you can buy it or pick up a copy you had previously pre-ordered. For more information on how to pre-order, click the link in the show notes.
Welcome to Yakko Yaks, episode 21, Rebirth Revisited. Welcome to Yakko Yaks. This is the show where we talk about pop culture-y type stuff. This is going to be a little different format. In this show, we're going to be talking all about DC's Rebirth stuff. Now that we've had a few weeks of books coming out, I thought I would look back at what I liked, what I didn't. But we're going to start this off with actually a conversation between myself and Yoshi from the Transmissions Podcast about Rebirth, the Rebirth special itself. We recorded this, I think, about the week after that Rebirth book came out. And I think at that time I had read that one and I think just the Batman Rebirth. I might have read another one. But this, we'll be giving our thoughts on that event. And then when we're done, I'm going to come back and talk about all the other books that I've purchased since then. So, with that, let's, through the magic of editing, go to our discussion. All right, for Comic Talk this week, we're going to be talking about DC's Rebirth books, and I am joined by my Transmissions buddy, Yoshi. Say hey, Yoshi.
I'm an authority on all things comics.
Exactly. So he wanted to come on and talk about the Rebirth stuff with me, and we've been, for the past few months, talking about the Lois and Clark book and how much we're enjoying it. So I thought this would be fun, since we both seem to want to have good DC books to read, and DC hasn't been wanting to give us good books to read. So what were your thoughts about the Rebirth special book, and kind of what issues did you see with the New 52 that you thought it, you know, you were hoping to have it address?
Well, New 52 on principle lost me. I mean, I haven't read much of anything. You know, I 10 years ago, I moved to Juneau. About, I don't know, 3 or 5 years into that move, the New 52 happened. One of the only books I could buy off the shelf in Juneau was Batman from DC. So I read Batman until the New 52 came out. And for some reason, they also quit carrying Batman as soon as that happened. But the whole idea of it, the whole reboot, the unnecessary, from my point of view, need for a reboot to just shake things up. And it wasn't that. We've talked about this. I'm sorry. I did a brain fart. I'm convinced that New 52 was a result of the Superman heirs suing DC Comics.
Right.
And DC,
all the uniform changes and everything.
Yes. And DC's fear that all the other relatives of all the other creators were going to do the same things to all of their characters. So DC decided to change anything that was suable of every single character. And thus we have the New 52, the unsuable story arcs.
Right.
I was out, you know, and I was happy to be out because all the books of DC that I liked, I've got the trades or I've got the individual issues. I can reread them anytime I want. DC, nobody can with that. That's mine. I'm sorry. I'll watch my language from now on.
It's okay.
But, you know, here with Rebirth, they have a chance to, one, A, literally reboot with the characters we all know, or B, which seems to be the path that they've gone, have a universe-changing event that will make us like DC again. And that's how I look at New 52 and Rebirth.
Yeah, I'm right with you on a bunch of these things where, like, they basically took almost everything I liked about my favorite DC characters and either removed the character completely, like Wally West, or they, you know, they de-aged everybody and they got rid of, like, the Justice Society. They made Superman's uniform stupid.
Still,
they made everyone's costumes were pretty much. I wasn't happy with really any of them except for Batman mess with Batman.
I could dig the egoed bat emblem on the bat suit. I could get behind that, but no. I mean, no.
I'm firmly in the underwear on the outside camp with the Superman costume.
Sure.
And I still don't know if we're getting that back or not. But just removing Wally West completely and then replacing him with a new Wally West that I haven't read any of the books, but from all accounts, he was a jerk, which is like the antithesis of Wally West because everyone loved Wally.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things I liked about Rebirth is it is a Wally book and they're not getting rid of the New 52 Wally, and they did come up with a creative way to address having both. Apparently they're cousins, which I thought was a neat way of doing it, where they're cousins and they both happen to be named after like the same grandfather.
I you know what? I found the whole, and we both got struck by lightning really hard to swallow, I swallowed it, but it was hard.
But yeah, that part was more difficult to deal with. But I mean, the fact that he said he always knew he had this cousin, that was believable to me. And then in the vein of the whole New 52, where someone was mucking with the universe after Flashpoint, that's kind of how I made peace with the fact that this other Wally West was struck by lightning. But still, I mean, he wasn't the Wally West that I had followed. You know, basically when I was super into buying DC books, Wally West was my Flash. Barry Allen was dead.
So the thing that I'm not as versed with the Flash as you are. So this is a good thing, because this will be an education for me. When you go to the store and you pick up Rebirth number one, on the very first page at the very bottom, it tells you to buy one or two books to understand what the hell's going on.
Like Superman 52 and Justice League 50, I think.
Sure. Turn off. That to me was like, God, I'm turned off already. You know, is this a reboot or not? You know? And then the second turn off for me in the story's good. As a story, I really enjoyed it. And I hate saying that because it kind of makes me sound like a hypocrite. I enjoyed the story. I did not like the fact that it seems like DC can't just apologize for New 52 and start over. They're saying, oh, you as fans like certain aspects of New 52 and like certain aspects of the old school. So we're going to just do a half thing. We're keeping half and you're getting half. That's how I felt halfway through reading this. Then at the end, instead of saying, okay, Rebirth issue 2, 3, and 5 are coming out over the course of the next 2 months, and then you can go to your respective storylines, you're going to have to buy a copy of Aquaman, a copy of Wonder Woman, a copy of Batman, a copy of Superman, a copy of Flash, a copy of Green Lantern, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to fully understand the scope and reality that is this Rebirth reboot. That turned me off. In this book, there's 3 turnoffs and 1 turn on.
I was expecting that though, because I had followed a lot of their announcements and I just knew that's how DC does things.
Right. And I didn't. I mean, because I've been so out of it.
You know, I don't have all the Crisis books, but following Zero Hour, every book had a Zero Hour tie-in, you know, things like that. I was expecting. I'm not getting every book. I picked up Superman and Batman Rebirth.
Thank God, because I'm dying to know what's going on. Okay, should we talk about this? Should we talk about the blatant Watchmen references throughout Rebirth?
Yeah, that was something I wanted to talk about.
Please.
Now, I haven't fully read Watchmen. I know I got to turn in some geek cred there.
Okay.
I've seen the movie, but I haven't read all the books.
Oh, okay. But I don't think you need to. If you've seen the movie, the book is better, but I don't think you need to read it.
Okay. So from what I understand, and they, you know, they have that Before Watchmen series.
Yeah.
And I think this ties into that a little bit, where Dr. Manhattan at some point in that series kind of created a universe. I think we're supposed to be led to believe that that was the New 52 or something like that. But at any point, they've established that he can do this.
Okay, so I think you're referring to the opening of Rebirth with the clock.
No.
Let's get me straight here, because I might be completely off. The opening of Rebirth references a clock that I think at first swing could be led to believe as Watchmen, but I think it's more like Heroes. I mean, some of those lines were taken, I think, verbatim from the TV show.
Yeah, I was never big into the Heroes show. But you have the image of the watch at the beginning and at the end of the book.
The end of the book is a reference to Watchmen for sure. At the end of the book.
Yeah, but I think you're seeing the same scene there.
Okay.
Where you're seeing the watch, it doesn't work, it's broken, and then at the end of the book you're seeing it kind of coming apart and putting back together and being fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is definitely still Wally's watch that he was talking about Barry giving him. But it's right. Also obviously it's a watch, so it is a reference to Watchmen.
Right. I still think there's a reference there to Heroes too. And if you didn't get through Heroes, please watch just the first season, because everything else after that's horrible.
I was working on my undergrad at that point, going to night classes. So I
you were becoming a man.
I missed Heroes, a lot of The Office, a lot of that stuff.
But then you've got the pin that Batman discovers behind the letter.
Right.
That's obviously Watchmen.
Well, yeah, that's I've seen people speculate maybe the comedian is going to be kind of tying into that multiple Joker thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's also, you know, I think it's where he finds it is a point where the lightning hit when Wally showed up, which I thought was neat.
So when I was in my comic book store, I think it was actually yesterday, and I'm staring at a wall of Rebirth books, and there's a part of me that says, do it, buy them all, find out what's happening. And then the rational side of me kicked in and said, the only thing here that seems like is going your way is Superman. So I bought Superman and I read Superman. Do we want to go here?
Sure.
Okay. Beautiful art.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tear-joking remembrances from pre-52.
Well, and you know, something that happened in that Superman book that was referenced that you were supposed to read before Rebirth was the death of the New 52 Superman.
Right.
And I actually picked up a few of the issues of that arc just so I could, you know, see how it was ending.
Uh-huh.
I got no feels at all when that Superman died.
No. But
when this book revisited the death of Superman,
mm-hmm.
I choked up a little.
Yeah.
Every time I reread that book, I choke up a little.
Yeah.
And I think that's a clear difference between, you know, New 52, there are just no feels there at all.
But here's the thing about the Superman book that made me said, after I closed it, I said, all right, if I'm going to continue this, I'm going to continue it trade only. But you have, I hope I'm remembering this right, you've got Lang.
Lana Lang.
Lana Lang, who is convinced her Superman is dead. And then you have your and my Superman constantly battling her throughout this book. There, something could happen. Don't give up on your dead boyfriend. Okay. That pissed me. That was DC's opportunity to say, as quickly as they wanted to, you're right. This Superman sucked. He's dead. He will not return. But well, instead, they've got the back and forth battle of, you know, he's not going to return. Yes, he is. No, he's not. Yes, he is. And I just, you know what? I closed the book and I said, if I read this, it will be in trade from now on.
Well, one thing, you're probably going to want to pick up the Action Comics books and not the Superman books, because those are the Dan Jurgens books.
Yeah.
I mean, this was not a Dan Jurgens book, but he is my definitive Superman writer.
Uh-huh.
Because he did the books in the 90s, and he did the Lois and Clark book. But I think this is that Superman still wanting to respect the New 52 universe's Superman, where he was staying in the shadows. He was not wanting to affect how things developed because he respected them as people. And
that could have been handled so many other ways, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they made a point to – I'm sorry. I'm doing all the talking. They made a point to have that conversation. And, you know, I say it all the time. I'm not the first person to say it. The only thing comics have killed is death. So in my mind, they have left the door open that this Superman can return. And I just fucking know.
Well, see, I thought they definitively shut the door on that. Where the pre-52 Superman was totally convinced that the New 52 Superman would come back to life because he did.
Yes.
But the method that he was brought back to life doesn't exist in the Superman's Fortress of Solitude. So I thought that was just definitively shutting the door, saying pre-52 Superman is the Superman we're getting from now on.
I hope that's true. I hope that you're interpreting it better than I did.
I mean, that's what they've said. You know, this is the Superman we're getting.
I've been lied to before, Jeremy.
I understand. Well, I mean, I was wondering about this whole, like, I'm looking through, cause I got them digitally. Oh, never mind. I was reading that wrong. Where it's a Kryptonian genome detected.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Lana holding the crystal, but it was pre-52 Superman. So that eases some fears.
So talk to me about Batman, because I am super curious about the letter and the mystery and the Watchmen thing, and I did not read that one.
You know, I'm curious about that too, because that wasn't in the book at all. I am upset with the Batman book because I was expecting a book to
continue,
follow some of the threads that were introduced. And this was just a Batman story where he's fighting this Calendar Man villain that I'd never heard of before. I mean, I'm guessing that he's been around, but
he's an old one.
It wasn't anyone I have any attachment to. And, there's this kid that comes in that I guess is a former Robin that, I mean, they don't really even, his name is Duke something. They don't mention his last name here, but I think from what I've read, he's a former Robin, but Bruce says he's going to do things differently because the kid's like, I don't want to be here as Robin anymore. And there's this new suit, but they don't really. It's basically just a Batman story. It doesn't really tie into the Rebirth stuff at all.
That's unfortunate.
So I was upset with that.
Does that seem to be the online response as well?
I haven't really read a lot of the reviews. I was just trying to figure out who some of these characters were.
Okay.
I mean, the art was fine.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have much of a problem there, but it was just... This could have been a Batman story in any Batman book.
Right.
I expected the Rebirth books to tie in I mean, maybe not give the answers, but at least reference anything that happened in Rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
There was no references at all. I mean, you have the Batcave still perfectly intact. The computer screen was not destroyed. I mean, they didn't have like a little, the comedian pin that he found was nowhere to be seen. I mean, at least throw some of that stuff in. And then the book ends with Alfred splitting an avocado and then tossing them down into this hole that goes down into, I guess, the cave with bats. And you see the avocado had hit ground and the bats are all flying towards the avocado. And that's how the book ends. I'm like, what the hell? So I regret getting the Batman book. The Superman book I did enjoy.
So what's this mean moving forward for you? Are you going to keep getting issues? Are you going to wait for the trade? Or are you just going to...
I'm going to look at the reviews before I buy anything. I'm interested in the Action Comic stuff. I'm probably going to pick up the Flash Rebirth. Because if there's any book that ties in with the actual Rebirth stuff, it's going to be Flash.
Right.
I might look into the Titans Rebirth. Because apparently Wally West is going to be with the Titans after everything settles.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I think I might do like you and just go for the trades rather than individual books.
Yeah. I mean, unless they do something like, you know, I understand that the Secret Wars 2 trade doesn't actually contain all of the books involved. That would bum me out if DC releases a Rebirth but doesn't include everything.
Well, I imagine their trade for Rebirth is going to include all of these books.
I hope so.
I mean, with a big thing like Crisis on Infinite Earths, you're just getting the main Crisis books.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't as encompassing as that was. So, I guess, do you have any final thoughts? Like, are you more optimistic about the DC universe now or less or what?
I think this is, it feels to me like DC is incapable of apologizing and just starting over or picking up where they left off 52 issues ago or 58 issues ago. It's too bad. It's too bad. I say this on our other podcast all the time. You know, I'm a willing person with money. Like, you know, you have to be screwing up pretty big to not get into my wallet. And I gave it a shot, man. And it was hard not to go completely in having, you know, been away from civilization for 10 years. I mean, I wanted to buy all of those books. I mean, they could not have done a reboot at a better time from my perspective. But I'm glad I limited it to two books, and it's unfortunate what the results are. So, I if I read any more, it will be in trade from DC. Unless it's a one-off. Like, I'm really looking forward to reading Superman American Alien or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, from all accounts, that was a good series. And
right.
I'll eventually pick that up, maybe if it's on a sale on Comixology.
And there's a Batman story arc that Kevin Smith's been writing for years that still isn't done that, you know, once those come out, I'll still read those. But, you know, as far as an ongoing book, they haven't won me.
All right. Well, I'm a little bit more optimistic than I was before. It wasn't a full apology, but I think with bringing characters like Wally back, admitting in the book that, things had gotten a little bit too, kind of cynical, and there was no real love in the world. I mean, they're bringing back a lot of the relationships. So we'll see in like 6 months where they're going or where they are at that point. But I'm optimistic that they're at least kind of starting to turn the aircraft carrier that is the DC universe. It'll just take some time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I wish that they could have just gone and said, hey, we screwed up. We wanted to make some changes and we went way too far.
We're trying not to get sued. And since we didn't get sued, there's no reason for us not to apologize.
They got sued, but they won.
Right.
So,
you know, if anything is obvious that this is such a colossal mess up, it's when you go to a grocery store or you go to even Toys R Us or anything and you look at stickers or you look at coloring books or you look at stuff geared for children. It's the Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman you and I remember.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to pawn this stuff off to kids because they know kids don't recognize it. And I don't think they're ever going to accept it. It's, I don't know. I mean,
this is
kind of a bummer, Jeremy. You and I should read some old books and talk about them.
Yeah, I have some like books for my kid that are like just those books with the thick pages and like something moves on every page. And then there's a Batman one and a Superman one. They are clearly the Silver Age versions of the characters.
I mean, there's a reason for that. But DC knows they couldn't sell this other stuff if they licensed it. They know that. So why are they putting up a fight? I mean,
maybe we should just do like start at a year in the 90s and start reviewing DC books.
That'd be fun. I'm for that. I'm for even going back further than that because that's, you know, pre-90s, pre-late 80s. I'm not as familiar with. I do own a few books, but I'm just not familiar with it.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about something and just maybe do something for the Yoshi cast since you were on my podcast this time.
We'll see. All right.
Well,
thanks for having me, though.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. We'll wrap this up. And if you want more of Yoshi, check out yoshicast.com. And he's also on Transmissions Podcast with me. And check out his blog where he's almost finished with the Transformers G1 comics going issue by issue.
I hope you like swearing.
Yeah. He's explicit. This podcast is not. So, all right. So we will move on to whatever else I have after this.
Can't wait.
All right, so we're back, and so since that conversation, I'm going to go through all the books that I've purchased since Rebirth started. So outside of the main Rebirth book, I've bought Superman Rebirth, Batman Rebirth, Flash Rebirth, Titans Rebirth, and Green Lanterns Rebirth. And then in addition, I've gotten Action Comics 957, 958, Superman number one and Flash number one. So I'm not going whole hog and getting everything DC just because they've rebooted everything, but I'm getting, well, with the Rebirth titles, I was getting what I thought would be most interesting to me and carrying on the Rebirth story. And then with the ongoing books, I've narrowed that down a little bit more. Like the Batman Rebirth, I was very disappointed, as I mentioned in the conversation with Yoshi. It didn't seem to have anything to do with the actual Rebirth story. And I would have expected the Rebirth books to tie in a little bit more. But even if they didn't, like, you know, Wonder Woman Rebirth, that probably doesn't have anything to do with Rebirth storyline because she wasn't really a factor in the book. But Batman was. There was this big thing between Batman and Flash in the Rebirth book that I expected the Batman Rebirth title to follow up on. And this, what we got in the book, seems like it could have been in any Batman book. It didn't really seem to have much to do about anything. So I was very disappointed there. The Flash Rebirth had more of the Batman content I wanted from that book in it than the Batman Rebirth book did. So that was a little disappointing. Superman Rebirth I liked. It did tie in. I mean, obviously Superman was such a big part of the Rebirth storyline. How could it not tie in? But it wasn't really an action field. It was just kind of more setting the stage for this Superman, you know, taking the place of the other Superman. So I thought it did a pretty good job. The Flash Rebirth, I loved. I thought that it was a good tie-in, especially because it revisited the scene between Wally and Barry, built on it. Titans Rebirth kind of flows right out of that with Wally meeting up with his old friends who didn't remember him until he touched them and then shocked them, and now they suddenly start remembering. So that part was a little hokey, but it was really establishing the relationships between the characters, what was missing. And I thought that on that front, it did a good job. There was no action at all in the book, but it was a good setting the stage, which I was expecting these Rebirth books to do. Green Lantern's Rebirth also didn't really have anything to do with the main Rebirth storyline at all. It was more establishing these new two Green Lanterns and how they need to learn to work together. And I didn't mind it so much with the Green Lantern book because, again, the Green Lanterns didn't really tie in a lot to the main Rebirth book. So it was fine. It was a good Green Lantern story. I enjoyed it, but it didn't make me want to go and buy every Green Lantern book that comes out. So I'm probably going to be sticking with the Superman, the Flash, and probably the Titans book, at least for a while. Just I want Wally, and that's where he's going to be in the Titans book. I'm interested to see what they're doing with the Superman stuff, especially now that they're going straight to Doomsday. And then I want to see the whole Superboy, you know, how Clark and Lois's son develops. I'm really enjoying what they've done there. So that is kind of my thoughts. And I'd love to hear what everyone else thinks. And I'd really appreciate getting your thoughts. Like, what Rebirth books did you guys get? What are you looking forward to? What did you not like? I'm really interested to hear all that. So before we finish this up, I want to thank everyone that's been using my Amazon affiliate links. There's been a few of them. So we've had a few people use the code, and I really appreciate it. I believe this is Dinobot Maximize, but I'm not sure. But it came in like right after he was talking about using my code, and it's a turn signal for a car. I think he also mentioned that recently that he had some car issues. So hopefully that worked out for you. Thanks for using it. Got a number of people. When the Combiner Wars Groove figure has been showing up and then going away for Amazon, I've been tweeting some links and some people use that. So a couple of people got a Combiner Wars Groove, and someone also bought a couple Blu-rays while they were on Amazon. So I really appreciate that too. And if you want to get Groove, you can go to yakoyaks.com/groove and just keep watching the price. And, you know, the price it should be is around $17. And when you see it, that price, get it. It's an awesome figure. I love it. And then also, a couple of people have ordered these, but it doesn't come out till September. The Good Transformers movie, the 1986 animated movie, they're going to have a 30th anniversary DVD and Blu-ray coming out in September. And if you go to yakoyaks.com/TFTM, it'll take you to the page where you can pre-order that. And they're going back to the original 35mm film and creating the Blu-ray from that. So it's going to be as good as it could possibly look. So I'm really looking forward to that. I mean, it'll probably be like the 8th or 9th version of this movie that I've purchased, but you know, it's one I have to have in whatever format. And this Blu-ray and DVD is also going to include a digital copy, which is awesome. So with that, I will thank everyone for listening. I would really appreciate your feedback, and let me know what you thought about all the Rebirth stuff. Now, in the next episode, I will be looking at the new Voltron Legendary Defender show, and particularly the first episode, which is a 70-minute episode. So if you want to go ahead and send in your thoughts ahead of time, send in your feedback on that, and I will include it in that show. You can also contact me on Twitter at YAKK0DOTORG. And I guess that is it for this show. So thanks a lot for listening, and I will talk to you next time.